With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has signed legislation passed by Congress ending the shutdown of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, the House Appropriations Committee's top Democrat, says the bill should have been passed months ago.
It could have been done 76 days ago. I'll take it today. The men and women who are honorable, who are working every single day to defend this country, are going to be not held hostage any longer by my Republican colleague.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House GOP again got the job done.
In spite of our razor-thin, historically small majority, House Republicans continue to deliver for the American people. We will continue to do that for the remainder of the year, and that is a large reason why we are going to win the midterms so that the grown-ups can stay in charge here.
Russia's proposed short ceasefire with Ukraine has President Volodymyr Zelensky concerned.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants more details about the May 9th ceasefire Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed to President Donald Trump over the phone on Wednesday. The break in attacks would coincide with Russia's Victory Day. Zelensky says he wants to know whether the short-term ceasefire would be a few hours of security for a parade in Moscow or something more. And Ukraine is proposing a longer-term ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia launched overnight attacks in a central Ukrainian city as well as in the southern port city of Odessa. And Ukraine continued striking industrial facilities inside Russia for a second day in a row. I'm Donna Warder.
All arrows up on Wall Street today. The Dow up by 790 points. The Nasdaq rose 219. The S&P 500 advanced 73. This is SRN News. There's a new study of those who support abortion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 63% of American women think the procedure should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 59% of men. Democrats are a lot more likely than Republicans to support abortion, as you might imagine, but the PRRI study also finds that older folks are stronger supporters of abortion than the young. 60% of those 65 and up want the procedure to stay legal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Rebuilding efforts are underway at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi. The building was gutted by an arson fire earlier this year. A Madison County man awaits trial in what prosecutors say was an anti-Semitic attack. He's pleaded not guilty to three federal charges of arson, damage to religious property, and using fire to commit a felony. This is SRN News. People wrongfully imprisoned and then exonerated, sometimes after spending decades behind bars, face yet more challenges finding jobs and rebuilding their lives after their release.
Advocates say exonerees lack work history, viable skills, training, and references when seeking work. Those cleared of wrongdoing say they also face bias and stigma. National nonprofits and local groups are working to provide employment opportunities and other help for exonerees. The National Registry of Exonerations reports that more than 3,800 people have been exonerated in the U.S. since 1989. Rich Thomason reporting.
Officials at Camp Mystic say they are withdrawing their application for a camp license to operate this summer. The camp leaders want to give families of those who died there more time to grieve. More details at SRNNews.com.